Monday, August 9th. President had the morning clear, unfortunately, and called me in at 8:45, and I was there for over 4 hours as he wandered through odds and ends with various people. He had Henry in for a good chunk of the time and discussed the whole Soviet problem and the relationship to the Soviet pact with India. President told Henry to give the Indian ambassador at noon today a direct threat that they were now at the point where they'll have to make a conscious choice between going with us or with the Soviet, and that they should go into it with their eyes open and know what they're doing. He talked about the question of the Chinese trip vis-a-vis the Soviets and some of the media reaction and so forth. Some of the negatives are starting to come in now, but none of them seem to bother him very much. On the Hirohito visit, he wants to be sure it's played just as a gesture because of it being the first time a Japanese emperor has landed on U.S. soil. This is not a state visit, and it's got to be handled very delicately, but put on with great style. In discussing when to meet with Ambassador Bunker, President felt it should be late this afternoon, and he wants to keep Vietnam on the back burner, not make a big thing out of it this time. He talked with Henry about meeting with Howard Stein and wanted him to sell him on what rats Muskie and all the other Democratic candidates are, and that the only man of character is McCarthy. Point here is that we'd like McCarthy in the race in a fourth party, and he wants Henry to sell Stein on backing him by making the point that he's the only one with the intellectual capability of handling the job, so on. He then got into the media study that's coming out in September and had all kinds of ideas on how we should be following up on that. He made the point that in 60 we had a worse job done on us than in 68, and we never corrected any of it, where JFK kicked them on every bad shot. 62 was the same deal in California. 68, despite overwhelming pounding, we came through. And he makes the point that both 60 and 68 were really standoff elections, and that the public distrusts a lot of the press, so the press credibility is a problem for them, too. This proves to him the effect of local campaigning and of our use of television in 68, especially the regional telethons. He feels that lots of people saw the man on local media and that overrode the network news coverage. He wants to set up a team and a game plan to develop a crew of listeners in the key states for local shows, not just the network shows, and then figure out how to get at them when they job us. He feels we can have mediocre people handling magazines, newspapers, etc., but that we've got to realize the importance of TV and that the columns are only important because of their influence on TV. He wants us to work on every broadcast from now on, with the book being the jumping off point. He wants to start people talking about the book now and get it to everyone who counts and kill the networks with it. We talked a little about the plans for attending the opening at Kennedy Center, and he bought my idea of going the second night, not attending the main concert and letting the Kennedys take the glory there. And he wants to get credit for taking that position. We discussed with Ron the possibility of another press conference this week and concluded that we would do one, so he's going on that basis. He got back on the writers again, still concerned that they don't read any books and so they don't get any background or inspiration, and he's not getting anything from them on arising from the mail. Still needs anecdotes. Still needs heart and fire instead of just dry, dull statistics. Later today, I learned that Conley was still in town, although we had expected him to go to Texas. He had stayed here because he didn't like the feel of the international monetary situation on Friday, and he's going to stick around through today and tomorrow morning to see what the reports are. He was also very disturbed about the Paul Scott column leak, saying that Nixon's considering closing the gold window. He feels the whole market is very shaky, and he wants to stick around. So I set up a meeting for him with the president over at the OB, and the president called me over to talk about the Paul Scott leak, and wanted me to track it down, find out who did it, which is going to be very difficult to do. But he suspects Peterson, as do I. But it's going to be very tough to pin it on anybody. Later, he had a meeting with Mitchell on general political things. John came in with a list of items. States screw up at a textile situation and the need to get Gurney in for a picture. That was about it. And the president closed out today with his meeting with Ambassador Bunker, end of August 9th.